Right, let's get on with some more questions.
This is Ken Schaefer from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, USA. I was wondering, who is my closest genetic relative? My parents, my children, or my siblings? Thank you.
Sarah, what do you think?
That's a really interesting question. I think short answer, it's a little bit complicated, as many things are in in science. So you are 50% related to your parents, each of your parents. You are 50% related to your children. When it comes to siblings, it's, if we're being all scientific about it, it's 50% on average. The reason that is that when you inherit the DNA from your parents, each chromosome that you have from each parent, there's a bit of scrambling. So if you're comparing different siblings, they could take different parts of that chromosome. And so it's possible for you to be taking the same parts or slightly completely different parts. And so that's why it's 50% on average. But I think it's kind of cool to remember that this is relatedness and not the genetic similarity. So that would be the bases, the different bases that make up your DNA, because us humans, even just two random humans, are 99.5% the same in terms of sequence, the DNA sequence. So basically you and your family are, if you're going to estimate, are 100% the same, which sounds crazy. But I think it's also really shows evolution in the fact if you take two random things like a banana and a human, they are 50% the same in terms of the DNA sequence. Obviously, this is not relatedness. We're not saying we're related to bananas, but the DNA sequence.
So the chemical recipe book in our cells is basically 50% of the genes that are running a banana cell are also being used in your cells to make your metabolism work as well.
So the DNA is crazy. Like, I mean,
it is, isn't it?
But not
that you're related to a banana or anything.
No, especially after the quiz, you may think I have.
Thank you very much, Sarah.